Well, there's been more developments with the robust interchange between Australia and Russia, to say the least, over the G20 and the flight that was shot down over East Ukraine. But first, let's welcome Michelle Grattan to discuss the robust defence of industry and science policy. We just heard from the minister there. Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University. Good morning.
Good morning, James.
So the minister quite insistent the CSIRO funding maintained. Whatever decision is made on the submarines, jobs in South Australia will be maintained and indeed will grow. It's a firm position he's taking.
Yes, he was certainly not taking a step back on any of those issues. And, of course, he has a new policy to sell, and he's pretty upfront about that one.
Do you think the policy is picking winners or playing to strengths, or perhaps neither?
Well, that's a definitional thing, isn't it?
Yes.
What the government is saying is that it's trying to bring science and industry together so that we get the best benefits from the scientific developments and the commercialisation of science, and that that effort is being put into areas where Australia has some natural strengths. So with these industry policies, we get so many of them over the years, and it's always really hard to benchmark how successful they are. But this is a reordering, I guess, of the approach, with the emphasis on industry driving really what it needs from science and what science can give it.
And as we heard on AM, the war of words between Russia and Australia are continuing. Pravda has another edition out. I know our subscription has expired, but there's an angry opinion piece taking issue.
Very fiery writer, that.
Yeah, well, not with a Russian name, interestingly. He seemed
That's
like
That's right, and quite prolific. I think it's the second piece this week.
So the Prime Minister's childish, incompetent, downright nasty. They make the point about the facial cancers suffered by the Tasmanian devil, and Australia should be more focused on that. I wasn't aware that was a related topic. For his part, Tony Abbott is not repeating his shirt front pledge, vowing instead to have a very robust conversation with President Putin on the G20 sidelines in Brisbane. Let's have a listen.
Plainly, 38 innocent Australians were murdered. This was an atrocity. It wasn't a tragedy, it was an atrocity. It wasn't an accident, it was a crime, and it was a plane brought down by Russian-backed rebels using Russian-supplied equipment. So I'm going to have a very robust conversation with President Putin, should he come to Australia.
That's Tony Abbott. Michelle Grattan, we don't necessarily know that. In order for there to be a robust conversation between the two, both parties must agree. And so far, the Russian embassy is saying there's been no request for a one-on-one meeting.
The Russian embassy has been quite outspoken on this issue in the last couple of days, but as you say, it's making this point that there's got to be a bilateral meeting, that the president hasn't asked for one, Tony Abbott at this stage hasn't asked for one, and how that works out is still unclear. Of course, if Tony Abbott asks for one and the president says no, that's a bit of an awkward situation, although I think it would look bad for the president rather than the prime minister, but still the prime minister wouldn't be able to deliver this robust conversation that he's mentioned. Now, both of them will be at APEC in Beijing before the Brisbane meeting. So if they wanted to, they could have the conversation at APEC on the sidelines of that meeting, which would at least perhaps clear the air a little bit for Brisbane. On the other hand, the Australian government might want to make its points on home territory. So this has got a fair way to play out.
Michelle Grattan, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, James.
The Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.